The following audio is from the weekly message at Summit Church in the upstate of South Carolina. More information is available at summitupstate.org.
Amen, church. That's something to be joyful about this morning, right? He doesn't go anywhere. We do. We drift away from him, but he doesn't go anywhere. That's the truth of Jesus this morning. Welcome to Summit Easley, first Sunday of 2022 that we're here to gather together. So happy new year to you and 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 you. You and yours, good to see you this morning. Would you take a second and acknowledge the other people in the room? This is not a place that we just come and stare at me. We are together as people, as humans, as brothers and sisters in Christ. You can feel the freedom to move around. I mean, I know, you know, everybody getting sick. You might not want a handshake or anything like that. A good wave is fine. You're going to start seeing people go, no, stay away. But I'm super glad to see you this morning and that you're here with us, worshiping together. I do want us to, and I know I ask this and mention it just about every time we gather, but just acknowledging that we are in a room with other people. Like, it's one of those things where I think a lot of culture in church, especially in the South, has led us to come in and stand in our spots or try to get the same seats that we usually sit in because they're our seats. And we're a little offended if someone's in those seats that Sunday when we come in. But we're here to maybe sing, maybe not. Well, no, we'll probably read some scripture, hopefully. Hopefully the day is rooted in that. But then we're going to listen to someone speak for 30 to maybe an hour. It's a process. And then someone's going to either tell us to sit down or not at the end and say something, and then we'll leave. Today's not going to look like that at all. We're going to keep singing throughout the entire morning this morning. We're going to worship together as a family today. Like, this is something that I want us to do more often. There are some different things that we as believers, obviously, core values and distinctives that set us at Summit apart. We have some of them around the campus, and we're gonna dive into those in the next couple weeks as we look through our distinctives, what makes Summit Summit, what are our goals as a body this year. We're going to do that. But today, we're going to read passages of Scripture together. We're going to pray together as His people. We're going to sing, and we're just going to worship Him together as a family, recognizing that we are a family. You may not know the person standing to your left or your right. I know that when you waved at people, you were just acknowledging that there are other faces in the room. You didn't technically, maybe you didn't move and say, hey, what's your name? I don't know you. I know that can be daunting for some folks to try to learn and meet. And I'm obviously not going to make you do that this morning. But the freedom is here in this place to be able to move and pray with those that you want to pray with and sing with those that you want to sing with and move and fellowship with those you want to fellowship with. Multiple people are going to come up and pray. And later on, I'm going to invite you, if the Holy Spirit has placed a passage of Scripture for you to encourage us as a family, if He's put that on your heart to read this morning, there's a microphone and stand down there. I will invite you to come do that if you feel the Spirit's leading you to read something encouraging over us this morning. But this is going to look a little different. It's going to be a little different than what you're normally used to when it comes to Sunday morning stuff. So it's okay. Don't freak out. We will be sitting down at times, so you don't have to worry about standing the whole time. But I'm going to pray over us. This is just a prayer that is my prayer for us as His people, as Summit Easley, for this year. I'm going to pray this every single day. I have it listed as it is in as a note. As I prayed it this morning, I typed it out, and I saved it as a note, and I put it as my alarm. I have an alarm that goes off every single morning at 9 a.m. to take my medicine, because I am someone that has to take my medicine multiple times a day now, and I also take that hour and spend time with the Lord. I try to. And this is a prayer I'm going to pray over you every single day. And I hope that as people, especially if you call Summit home, and you're invested in life groups here, and you're doing life with us, I hope and pray that you are praying for me and for my wife, who was supposed to sing today but can't because she's ill. We had some other illnesses in our midst. Some teaching pastors have COVID right now, and some other volunteers and directors that are supposed to be here today have either the flu or COVID. So pray for your people and know your people enough to know what's going on in their lives. There's some deep hurt in our midst right now. Some loss, some grief, some great joys as well. Lots of things to celebrate, lots of things to encourage and help people lean through and work through, reminding them of who Christ is and being the love of Christ for them, physical, tangible examples of that. Please get to know your people. And that's part of my prayer for us as a church moving forward in this year, in 22, for us to really strive to pray for one another more, get to know each other so much that you actually know what they want you to pray for, and that we don't just say, I'm going to pray for you, but we actually say, I'm going to pray for you, and we stop, and we actually pray for them, like right then, instead of just saying, I will do that. But I want to pray for us as a church, and then we're going to have other folks come up and pray for us as a church. But I want to start us off, so if you would, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I pray that we, as your people, will live this day and every day in your presence, surrendered to you and your will. Lord Jesus, I thank you for being the living example of true love for us. It's the only reason that we have a relationship with you, is that you loved us enough to leave heaven and die and be raised from the dead to show us what actual love is that we as people would not be able to understand. What true love is without that sacrifice. So Lord, I pray that each and every day we may rest in that love as we ask the Spirit to help us discern what that love looks like. Because as finite human beings with very little mental capacity, it is hard to understand a lot of the mystery of God and a lot of the mystery of the love that he has for us, and how much and how weighty and how deep and how wide. There are no boundaries for it. And it's hard sometimes to rest in something that we can't understand. We acknowledge this, and we ask that you would continue to teach us how to live in that and understand it and grab it. May our love for you draw us to spend quality time with you. Not just saying we want to read our Bible for 5 minutes, but quality time with you. And may that time spent with you in the Word and in prayer and in worship and in fellowship with you daily, would it continue to transform us? May it transform us into local representations of your love to one another, believer and non-believer alike. May it create unity in our local church. Not just Summit Easley, but all the other churches in Easley and in the Upstate and in South Carolina and in the United States and in the world. May the church have unity in general. And may the things of heaven, the things that actually matter, may those matter to us more than our personal preferences and gripes within our midst. Especially when talking about the local church. Lord, may our focus be on you. Knowing that we may be possibly the only examples of the gospel that folks around us may ever see, the only examples of Jesus, may our focus be on you. And may you be the one leading us. Holy Spirit, I pray that this day and each day this year you would give me and give us a greater awareness of the things you're doing inside of us. Reminding me that you're there. and continue to cause your fruit to ripen in my life so that others can see you. Those spiritual fruits, especially for me, gentleness and kindness and self-control, Lord. I know goodness and faithfulness. And I pray that, Lord, that you would continue to grow these things in me and in us. Holy, blessed Trinity, triune God, God in three persons, we trust that your mercies are new each morning. And all things are for your glory and our good. So may we, in our surrender to you, continue to lay ourselves down before you, allowing you to be our focus, our joy, our peace, our comfort, our strength, our refuge. And as we stand in the waiting for Christ's return, as we, your church, as Summit Easley, we join with the Spirit and we say, come, Lord Jesus. Haste the day that you come and make all things new. I yearn for your return, but while we wait, Lord, may we be the hands and feet. Specifically here in Easley, may we invest more in relationships with those far from you. May we spend more time being lights in the darkness and really getting into relationships with non-believers. Also, Lord, may we be more vulnerable with our brothers and sisters in Christ, especially here in the midst of our body here. Living with full transparency with one another so we can bear one another's burdens and love each other well. If we love you, Lord, we know that that'll draw us to spend time with you, and it'll draw us to spend time with people who love you and with people that don't love you. Continue to draw us into that, Lord. We praise you for being the only true God worthy of our love and affection. The only true Redeemer, the only true Father, the true Son, the true Spirit. Thank you for loving us. And Lord, thank you for being you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Before I pray this morning, I kind of wanted to just let the Word speak for itself. And sorry, I'm fidgeting with this. So there's this time when Jesus was here with us, right, on earth. And right before he was about to leave, when he had his disciples all around him and they had the Lord's Supper, there was this time where he dismissed Judas, right? And after that, he has this really intense time of teaching his disciples. It's where he speaks. They're finally like, yes, you speak plainly now. They even say that. It's like, it's about time. We actually are understanding what you're saying. You're not speaking in these weird stories that we don't understand, parables and whatnot, but you're finally speaking plainly. And after that, it goes, John, in chapter 17. You can turn there, and I'll give you a chance to do that before I read it. But he takes this moment to pray for his disciples because he's about to leave them. And so this is the prayer that he says for his disciples. For them, while they're going to, in his absence, his prayer for them. And then also not only them, but the disciples that'll happen after he's gone, like those who will come to believe in him after he's there, which is us, right? So I'm going to read this prayer and just, I want this to be our prayer for us for this year. You know, I want this to, afterwards, I'm just going to pray like, may this be so, right? So as we read through it, focus on what it's saying and what that means for us as disciples of Christ, right? Focus on the words. John chapter 17. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know the truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. That they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves, right? That we could have his joy fulfilled in us, right? I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Just as I am not of the world, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. Just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me, so that the world may believe, right? The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, and they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you. And these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Let's pray. Yeah, may it be so. As you are in us, Jesus, may we be in you, Father. As you are one, may we be one. Your joy fulfilled in us. May we love one another so that others might see you in that, so that others might know you from us, from that oneness that you are achieving in us. Sanctify us in your truth. May these words that you spoke, may they ring true for us this year. We are so thankful for you, for your sacrifice. Yeah, your will be done in your name. Amen.
Isn't he marvelous? Isn't he marvelous? I'm going to read from Philippians. Paul has such a love for this body of believers, and he talks about how he's prayed for them, and he wants to know how they're doing, that this would become his joy to see that they're walking in the truth. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or I'm absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit and with one mind striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Father, we just want to come and meet with you. We humble our hearts before you. Just as Jesus, when he was here, his life was totally dependent upon you. Lord, we need you. We need you every moment. We need you every hour. This life that you've called us to live for you, for your glory, to shine to others, we can't do this. It's only you in us. Father, help us to remember to never think that we in ourselves know what to say to someone who doesn't know you or to someone that does know you. Lord, it's just as Jesus always was dependent upon you for everything, Lord. Help us throughout each day and each moment of the day be in complete dependence upon your spirit that you've given us. Lord, you've called us all together here as one body. We're a mixed up bunch of people. We all need you. I just pray, I want to ask you two things for this group of believers, these brothers and sisters that I love. First thing I want to ask you, Lord, is what I ask for myself, that each day that I would learn to love you more. Lord, I just ask that you would put a love for you in each of our hearts that goes beyond anything that we've ever known, and a love for your word, where it's there that the Spirit teaches and leads us and guides us. And Lord, help us, just as this passage said, to look onto the journeys of others, not be so caught up in our own. To look at our brothers and sisters, see where we can come alongside of them, pray with them, encourage them. Lord, this is what the body does. We are a family. I praise you and I thank you for all that you've done in our body and all that you've done in me. Lord, I just give you all the praise and the glory. And I'm confident that as we go forward in this new year, that you're going to work miracles in each of our lives. You're going to show yourself to us. You're going to build our body into more unity and love for one another. And I pray these things in Jesus' precious name.
Good morning. My name is Michael Crippen. I am not a member of the speaking team here at Summit, but I am a life group leader, and I didn't think I was going to be nervous. I was over there telling myself I wasn't going to be nervous. Then I got a little reminder on my watch that said, your heartbeats are over 120 and you've been inactive for 10 minutes. So I guess I'm nervous. And then I shut that down and laughed, and then right before I come up here, it beat and said, you need to breathe. So I've got my prompts down, so I breathe and everything. So... Well, this morning I would like to share with something that we do in our life group during the first of the year, while everybody's kind of in the mindset of health goals or professional goals or family goals, just in the mindset of goal setting. So as a life group, we have a discussion around how we want to grow spiritually, how we want to grow as a believer during the year. We remind each other that the Christian walk is a journey, and it's not like a sprint. You don't just arrive, right? You constantly grow, and you're constantly trying to grow in the Lord and change and get to know Him better and serve others better. So what we do is we share goals for every year, and we focus those goals around our five values at Summit. We focus them around the distinctives of believers, right? So first is passionately pursuing God. And this is making time for intimacy with God as a priority. Two is living connected. This is sharing life together with others in the gospel and on mission. Three is engaging our spiritual giftedness. And this is, you know, understanding what God, how God's gifted us and using it for the body to serve others. Four is stewarding our lives. This is living generously with our time, with our relationships, with our money. And five is sharing our grace stories, sharing what God's doing in your life, how He's changed you, how He's continually changing you with others, with other believers, with lost folks. So these are the five values. We pick one as each person in our life group, right? And we go around the room, they share. We take notes as a group, as a reminder how we could pray for each other and have family-type conversations with each other, encourage us each other in where we're trying to grow. For example, like if I know Jason is working on engaging his spiritual giftedness, then I would be looking at Jason, trying to help him identify where God's gifted him, and then encouraging him to use it for the benefit of others. And then when he's doubting his giftedness, I could pray for him and encourage him. And it also gives us each other opportunities to be intrusive in each other's lives and ask questions about where we're struggling, where we want to grow. So today I'd like to share a prayer that I have for myself, for my life group, and for our body, our church in 2022. I pray that as a body, we will grow this year in our passionate pursuit of God. And this is what I'm praying. I'm praying, one, that we have a desire for intimacy with God, and that's our highest priority in life this year. This is time alone in the Word. This is time in prayer. This is, even if you're a mom and you don't get the quiet time and you're just in the busyness, just acknowledging who God is and what He means to you. Two, I pray that we regularly seek to hear from the Spirit of God through the Word of God in the midst of the people of God. And that's what we're doing today. This is the gathering. This is life group. This is Bible studies with your friends. I pray that for you. Next is enjoying God as the greatest gift of the gospel in and of Himself. This is just enjoying this relationship that we have as we're pursuing it, enjoying what we can experience in Him. And fourth, allowing the gospel to shape the way we think. Like, live out everything that we're learning. Not just keep it in, not just compartmentalize it, but walk through life, walk through journey, living out this relationship. So I'd like to share how you desire to walk with God with someone. I'd like for you to this is a challenge to share with someone you walk with in your circle, one of these five distinctives that you're working on, that you want to grow in, that you have a desire to grow in. Share it with someone. Help them. Let them hold you accountable for that. Help them to pray and encourage you. So in closing, I'm going to read a passage that encourages me to pursue God, and then I'll pray for us. It's Mark 12, 28 through 31. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.'" So this command tells me that God desires that pursuit, that relationship with us. So let me pray. Father, thank you for your love, and thank you for this community of believers that encourages me to live for you. Thank you that we are not alone in our journey of faith. Thank you that you desire a relationship with us. Today, I pray over our body that you would give us a desire for you that we can't run from, and that you would draw us to your word and to time with you. God, I know that you will do great things through a body of believers who are pursuing you and are collectively running after you. I pray this is true for this year. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Michael may have been nervous right before he got up here. I've been nervous since Friday afternoon. So just, we got the text on Friday, you know, asking to share a prayer for Summit Easley. So I start thinking of all the buzzwords and the things that are said, and the one that I thought of was our circle of influence. And for Easley, that's defined as, you know, 4-mile circle from here, from where we're at, and that's Easley's circle of influence. But we all have a circle of influence, so my prayer for Easley is that we would all be intentional in our own circles of influence, whether that be our family, our place of work, our neighborhood, all those people that we come in contact with. And for myself and for Easley, you know, I want to pray that we would be intentional in those places, and then those people can see Jesus in us, and then we can bring those people here to Easley, and then that'll affect, you know, the 4-mile circle of influence that we have from here. So I just want to pray for all of you, pray for myself, that we would just be kind of intentional in where we go throughout the year of 2022. 2021 may have been a bad year, it may have been a great year, but as we look forward to 2022, that we would just take Jesus with us everywhere we go. You know, the verse that comes to mind is 1 Corinthians 10:31. Everybody knows it, and it says, whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. So may that be said of us in our personal circles, and then we can bring that into the circle here. But let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity this morning. Thank you for all those that have gotten up here and shared a prayer for Easley. There's a lot of things that we could pray for the Easley campus, for our leadership, for the members, for those that maybe haven't even set foot in these doors yet. But I just pray that you would help us to be intentional in everything that we do and everywhere that we go. That people would see you in us, that things would be able to be said about us that bring you glory. I just pray that we could all invite others into our circle here, and that they would see you in all that we do. Pray these things in your name. Amen.
Okay, good. It's not actually a passage of scripture, but I was thinking, you know, today while everyone's doing this, that wow, like the safest place for any of us to be should be these four walls, right? Because like the world wants to point their fingers at us. Like, you're a Christian. Why are you doing that? Well, I'm a sinner too. Here, I could be like, hey, I'm a sinner. This is what I'm dealing with. Yep. And I'm safe. Yeah. I feel safe. But check this out. You know what? I'm giving everyone the benefit of the doubt in here. We're all going to end up in heaven. But maybe you have a loved one on your mind be there. So I'm going to say my loved one out loud. Then I want you, if you have a loved one, and maybe you're the only one in the world praying for them, I want us all to pray for them. So let's hear their name. My loved, her name is Brianna. I don't know where she is with God. I need you to pray for her. Who else has somebody? Yeah. Robert. We're going to pray for Robert. Anybody else? Maybe today's the only time we collectively play for Robert. Who else? Anybody? Billy. We don't know if Billy's going to go to heaven. We don't know why. We don't know, but God did it. So anyone else? Cheyenne. What was that? Jason. Cheyenne, Billy, Jason. Joe. Let's pray for Joe. Look at these four walls, guys. This is it. God says it's not his will any shall perish. I need you praying for Brianna. And I may not remember those names, but oh my word, we said it out loud to God right now today. So I'm going to pray. Anyone else before I pray? Christine and Chuck. Okay. I'm sorry I didn't bring a notepad. I don't remember, but God heard those names, and all of our hearts are one today for those names.
What we can do is we can add those names to this board over here, which is where we have listed names before and where we constantly have names for people to remember. These are people that we, as Summit people, have written down to be praying for daily. I know at this point this just looks like a decoration, but it's not. This is a reminder for this exact purpose. So I would gladly, when we're done this morning and we begin moving, I will gladly add all these names to this list over
here.
So please, if you, as you're remembering names, if they're not on this board yet, let's add them. And let's, as a body, remember to, when we enter this place, don't just glance over at this, but look at it and go, these are people that are far from Christ, but close to me. These are people that are far from Christ, but close to us. And we should care about each other's names that we've thrown up here. Like, there are people that we are constantly praying for. Let's pray together as his people. Thank you for reminding me and reminding everyone that. It's a super encouraging thing. So if you want to pray for these names, let's pray for them.
God, thank you so much that you have already did what needed to be done. I know I prayed before, God, whatever it takes, whatever I need to do, whatever needs to happen. And you constantly remind me, like, Chad, I already did it. You're not going to change their hearts. I will. So, God, I just pray, Father, that you heard what courage it took for these people to call out boldly out loud the names of them that they love. God, I know that you are sovereign. I know that you're perfect. I know that when I get to heaven and I get to understand all your glory, it's going to make sense. But as just a sinner right now, I can't imagine being in heaven thinking a loved one's not with me. I don't know how that's going to look. I don't know how it's going to work, but I know you're perfect. And I know my love for her, I know that the people out here who called their names, their love for those lost ones, your love for them makes our love look like hate. There's no way I could love Brianna more than you, and I know there's no way these folks can love the names they shouted out more than you love them. So God, we pray that this prayer be answered. Would you please do whatever it takes to bring them to you, that their hearts would accept Christ as their Savior. And Father, you be glorified and angels celebrate that another one has come to you. And it's a loved one that we truly are is close to us. Thank you, God. And thank you for everything you've done through your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thankful for you. Glad we could encourage each other this morning. And I hope that hearing so many different voices praying for you, knowing that they are praying for you, that we're praying for each other, is encouraging to you as brothers and sisters here at Summit Easley. I pray that you continue to pray for us and pray for each other and get to know one another a little bit more this year. Next week, like I said, we'll be starting to talk through what our distinctives are and who we are as Summit. And while we cling to them so much, hope that we'll see you next week as well. Let's pray together one more time, and then we'll head out of here. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for these people. Lord, I pray that you would bless and keep and carry and strengthen and comfort and heal, protect, sanctify, and transform the people in this room, the people that are not in this room, and the people that we know that are far from Christ. Would you continue to draw them to yourself and use your people to be there? As we heard earlier, we can't save anyone. Only you can. But Lord, we may be the only physical representations of Christ and the gospel for people around that don't know you. So Lord, I pray for the people in this room. Lord, would you be our focus, and would you be our one true love that we place above all things, that that may shine through us, and they may see you through us, more so than they see us through us. They hear your word more so than they hear our words. And Lord, they experience your love through us more than they experience what we can offer as love. Thank you for loving us the way that you do. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining for this week's message. Summit Upstate's mission is to give every man, woman, and child the repeated opportunities to see, hear, and respond to the gospel. We'd love to connect with you, so we invite you to reach out to us at summitupstate.org.